Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Tainitz Daf Yud Zayin. Today we're learning Le'ili Nishmas, Joey Schiff's mother, Sarah Schiff, Sarah Bas Avram Moshe. All the Shalms we learn for should have an Aliyah. And we begin on the very top, Yud Zayin Omid Aleph. On the second line, we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al HaRishona, who Omer, Misha Onos Avram Vuchulei. We go back to the Mishnah where we talked about how each of the additional brachos was set up, connected certain one of the tzaddikim and a tzar that way they went through and were answered, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch to answer us in the same way. So we're specifically here now going to be talking about the fourth and fifth additional insertions that we had mentioned in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we said that Shmuel was the fourth one, and his brach was called Shomer Tzaaka, and the fifth one was for Eliyahu, and his tefillah, his bracha was Shomea Tefillah. So the Gemara says, Tana, we should switch them around. Yesh Machlifim Tzaaka Eliyahu Tefillah L'Shmuel. There are those that have the girsa that in fact the bracha of Shomea Tzaaka was for Eliyahu, and Shomea Tefillah was for Shmuel. Now, let's understand why they switched it around. So Bishlam Agabi Shmuel, in regards to Shmuel, the reason why they said that the Tefillah should be Shomea Tefillah, that's because by Shmuel, Kesib Beit Tefillah, Kesib Beit Tzaaka. We have both words associated with Shmuel's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says both Tefillah and Tzaaka. So it makes sense that you could end off the bracha according to one girsa, Shomea Tzaaka, and according to one girsa, Shomea Tefillah. No problem. Ella Gabi Eliyahu, Tefillah Ksiv, Tzaaka Lo Ksiv. We only have the lashon of Tefillah in regards to Eliyahu. We don't have the lashon of Tzaaka in regards to Eliyahu. And therefore, the question is, we understand why it's said by Eliyahu, Shemea Tefillah, because it says Tefillah, but why would you say it's okay to use the Lashon of Shemea Tzaaka in regards to Eliyahu? Someone says, no, he also had Tzaaka, because it said, Aneni, Hashem, Aneni. He called out to HaKadosh Baruch and said, please answer me, HaKadosh Baruch, please answer me. And this Aneni is also a Lashon of Tzaaka. It's a Lashon of calling out to HaKadosh Baruch, yelling out to HaKadosh Baruch to help save us. So therefore, there is an alternative girsa that switches around the bracha by Shmuel to that which we said was the bracha by Eliyahu, and vice versa. Okay. Mara now questions, in the sixth and seventh bracha, al shishis, it says, hu omer mi sha'anes Yonah, b'chulei, the sixth one was for Yonah, and ashvias, hu omer mi sha'anes David, and Shlomo, b'chulei. So, the order is the sixth bracha, Yonah, comes ahead of David and Shlomo. The Gemara asks an obvious question, mechtei, Yonah, basar David u'shlomo have. So, Yonah, in historical context, came well after David Shlomo. Yonah, according to many, was the little child that Eliyahu HaNavi saved. So therefore, he's way after the start of Malchus Beis David, with David and Shlomo. So therefore, if you're going in chronological order here, we should have had that Yonah comes after David and Shlomo, so David and Shlomo should have been the sixth bracha, and Yonah should have been the seventh bracha. The Yerushalmi, they asked the same question that we had Eliyahu also. Eliyahu was the one who was Mechai Mesim for Yonah, so he was at the same time as Yonah. So we just said that Yonah comes, the question is Yonah comes before David and Shlomo, how come? So the same question Yerushalmi asked, how come Eliyahu comes before David and Shlomo if you're going in chronological order? So you should be having David and Shlomo come ahead of Eliyahu. So the same teretz that we're going to give for Yonah, the Yerushalmi says that we're going to go give over here for Eliyahu as well. However, the Maharsha brings down two terutzim. The Maharsha says that Eliyahu is Pinchas, and Pinchas is before David and Shlomo. So therefore, that's one teretz. A second teretz he gives is that this is to give us the idea that Eliyahu is going to precede Moshiach ben David. So Eliyahu is going to come and herald when Moshiach is going to come, so therefore Eliyahu comes ahead of David and Shlomo. In any event, the teretz that the Yerushalmi gives, and our Gemara now gives to why Yonah comes before David and Shlomo, which is applicable to why Eliyahu comes before David and Shlomo, is as follows. The Gemara says, my time are makdim liberation. Why are they in front of David and Shlomo? So Gemara says, because we wanted to conclude with the bracha of David and Shlomo. The bracha of David and Shlomo is, Baruch Merachim Allah Oretz. Mishum Deboel Mechtam, we wanted to conclude the whole series of Tanesim with Merachim Allah Oretz. With davening for rain, have mercy on the land. And therefore, it's most appropriate that the last bracha should be Merachim al Aretz. And since that bracha is associated with David and Shlomo, so therefore, it is appropriate that we don't go in chronological order, that we put David and Shlomo at the end, and that explains why Yonah could come before and that explains why Eliyahu comes before both of them. Again, the whole purpose of these Tanesim is to have rain, Merachim al Aretz. However, the Gemara brings down, there is a Tana that says that that's not the conclusion of the bracha of David Shlomo, Merachim al Aretz. Tana, we learn in a brisa in the name of Sumchus, Mishum Sumchus Amru, that the last bracha should be Baruch Mashpil HaRomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu humbles those people that are arrogant, those people that are very, very high. And the idea here is there are those people that think they can get by without having HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the rain. They don't have to daven for the rain. We'll manage anyway. So therefore, this comes to teach us that no, even those people will ultimately be humbled and they'll beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain. And that's Mashpil HaRomim. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shalos Taniyos Rishonos Ansi Mishma Misanim Lo Mashlim Mechule. We said in the first three fasts, the series of three fasts at the very beginning, so it said that the Anshi Mishmar, we spoke about this yesterday and many times previously, those people that were on the on-call schedule, they were on the watch that week. So the people of the Mishmar that were working, the Klai Yisrael was divided up, the Kohanim and Levim Yisrael divided into the 24 groups during the days of David and Shlomo, and they set up that there would be representatives of Klai Yisrael, or the Kohanim and Levim, and Yisraelim would be doing the Avodah. So in the week that they were working, so it says they were Mis'anim below Mashlim, and those people that were just in the Mishmar, the people in the Batayav, or Mishnah said they weren't allowed to fast, and they were Mashlimim. So here the Mishmar wasn't Mashlimim. Mor says the following brisa, Tanu Rabbanu, Bipnei Ma Amru, why did Chazal say, Anshi Mishmar Mutarim L'Shtosayim? Why did they permit the Anshi Mishmar to drink wine during the week that they were on call, but only Balelos, only at nighttime, Avaloba Yomim, not during the day? So we already explained this when we did the Mishnah, this is where I got it from. Because Shema Tich Baru Avoda Anshi Beisov V'Yavo V'Yisai Lohem. Because during the daytime, while they're on call in general, but the Beis Av, of their Mishmar, each of the Mishmars would divide up to six Bate Av, and therefore, so the group that was supposed to work Sunday, group that was supposed to work Monday, so the rest of the week they were on call in case Yavo V'Yisaylehem, in case they were needed to help out, because there was a tremendous amount of Korbanos being brought. You have no idea how many are Korbanos that are voluntary going to be brought, how many Shlomim, how many Todas. Okay, the obligatory Korbanos, you know, there's going to be a Tavin in the morning, there's going to be a Tavin in the afternoon, so Shchodesh is going to be a Korban Musa. So those you could plan for, and the Beis Av would have enough people to work. But all of a sudden, if 100 people came with a Korban Todas, so they would be overwhelmed possibly, so therefore they would need to bring in the rest of the people from the Mishmar to work that week. So during the daytime when you didn't know what was going to happen, so they all have to abstain from drinking, because a Shesuya Yayin, a person who's drunk more than a revealed his wine, is not allowed to do the Avodah. So the rest of the people in that Mishmar, even though it wasn't their Beis Av that day, so they wouldn't drink during the week, during the daytime, because they may be needed suddenly, the Avodah Yisai Lehem. However, at nighttime, that wasn't a problem, because at nighttime, you just had, as I mentioned the other day, the Evarim and the Petarim. You had the limbs of all the Olas and all the parts of the Ola, and then you had the sacrificial fats, so they were allowed to be done at nighttime. They should be done during the daytime. However, if you didn't have a chance, you'd do them at nighttime. So at nighttime, they knew exactly how much work there was, and they knew they would be needed, they wouldn't be needed. If they were needed, obviously they wouldn't drink. But if they weren't needed, so then there's no chance that they'll suddenly be needed. They won't be needed, and therefore they could drink at night. Furthermore, the Brisa asked me, may not mipnei ma amru anshe beisov lo bayom v'layla. The beisov, however, they couldn't drink during the day or the nighttime because mipnei shem asukim tami bavoda, because there's always work to do. During the daytime, there were the korbanos to be sacrificed, etc. And at nighttime, any of the leftovers that weren't yet brought on the mizbeach, the evarim and the pedarim, would have to be done. So they were busy and working the whole time, therefore they couldn't be shosu yayin. And we see from here a very interesting idea. The Brisa says, mikan amru. We learn from this Brisa. Called kohen, shemakir mishmarto. Umishmeres Beis of Shalom. Any Kohen. Nowadays, when the Beis HaMikdash Nebuch is not built, Bishvil Avosein or Rabin, but will B'mheira B'yameinu should be rebuilt any day. So a Kohen who knows which Mishmar he's from, he knows which of the 24 Mishmaris he's from, Umishmeres Beis of Shalom, and he knows within that Mishmar, oh, we were the ones that worked on Tuesday. So a Kohen who knows, today nobody would know, but in those days, shortly after the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so they still knew what Mishmar they were from, and they knew still what Beis Av they were from. So a Kohen who knew his Mishmar and his Beis Av, the Yodea Shabbati Avosav Kivuin Shom, and he knew he was definitely one of the group in that Beis Av that would work. Some of there was some Kohanim that didn't know, they weren't a regular member of any Beis Av. So if you knew your Mishmar, and you knew which Beis Av you were, and you were definitely part of that Beis Av, so then for that Kohen, also Lishtos Yayin, call Oswayo, because B'mher B'mein and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and now you know it's your day, so therefore, in case the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, boom, you're going to go and do the Avoda right then and there that day. Therefore, they weren't allowed to drink only on that day. However, if you just knew your week, but you didn't know your Beis Av, B'makim Mishmartim, you know B'makim Mishmartim, Beis Av Shalom, if you knew which week you were on, but you didn't know which day of the week your Beis Av was, so then that whole week, as long as you knew, you're there, Shebate Avosav Kivun Sham, you knew you were definitely part of that Mishmar, no doubt about that. So then also Lishtos Yayin Kol Oso Shabbos. So that whole week you wouldn't be allowed to drink, because again, the Heri Menu basically should be rebuilt, and you're suddenly going to have Avoda to do, and you're going to be drunk. How you'll be a Shosu Yayin, you won't be able to do the Avoda, so therefore don't take a chance and drink. Tosos asked on the Omid Beis, well, what about Tumah? As everybody's Tumah Smeis, how could you do the Avoda anyway right away? So Tosos answers, no, Tumah Hutra Ritzibur. So therefore, the fact that everybody's Tumah, so we'll bring a new Parah Adumah, and we'll be Matar everybody, we'll do the Hazos and Shlishi and Shvi, but until then, there's a Chiv to bring the carbon Tumah, let's say, even Betumah, if the entire Tzibur is Tumah, so Tumah Hutra Ritzibur, so that's not a problem. Okay. We'll ask some additional questions about other things in a moment. In any event, if a person knows which Beis Av he's in, so just that one day, if he just knows the Mishmar he's in that whole week, and then listen to this, if this Kohen knew, I definitely was from the family that worked one week and on one specific day in that week, I just don't know which week, I certainly don't know which day. So then such a Kohen, also, Lishtos Yayin Kol Hashana. He's not a drink wine ever, because who knows? Very remain the Mashiach will come, will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash today, and they're going to announce, hey, you are in this Mishmar, you are in this Beis Av, go do the Avoda. And if he's a Shosu Yayin, he'll be in problem. So therefore, such a person who knows he definitely was in one of the Mishmaros and definitely was one of the Batei Av, he just doesn't know which one at all, he can never drink wine. That's the opinion of the Chacham and the Tanakam in this Braisa. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omreni. I mentioned many times from the Marshak, Rav Shlomo Kluger, Tzatzal. And he says that whenever Rebbe says Omreni, that's basically Rebbe says, I don't have a source for this, but this is my entire Torah learning telling me that this is the halacha. And you have to take this very seriously, the Marshak says. So when Rebbe says Omreni, I think, wow, take that to the bank. Rebbe says, also lishtos yayin liolam. It is forbidden for any Kohen, like we just said, like the Chacham hold, to drink wine ever, because maybe you may have basically this rebuilt, and you'll be a shasu yayin, it'll be your watch, and maybe you're going to go and need to be on call immediately. However, Rebbe says, we don't paskin like this. Abu Maya said, what can we do? Shetakon also, the fact that the Kohanim can go drink wine is due to Kilkilasso. Nebuch, the base of Egypt has been destroyed now for 2,000 years. So we unfortunately see that it's not being rebuilt every day, and therefore over time, this basically has been put on hold, that the Kohanim have to worry that maybe base of Egypt was rebuilt every day and there shouldn't be Shosu Yayin. Said, no, Nebuch, the Kilkilasso. The fact Rashi explains that it's been destroyed for so long, that gives them the heter to go drink wine. And in fact, Omer Abaye comments on this, and he says, "Kiman shasu idda kohani chamra ki rabbi." According to whose opinion do the Kohanim drink wine today? It is according to this opinion of Rabbi. We quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Anshi Mishmar v'anshi Maimud asurim l'saper u'lechabes," that the Anshi Mishmar and Anshi Maimud are not allowed to go and take haircuts or shave or do their laundry, except u'bechamishi mutar mipnei kavod Shabbos. Except on Thursday they can because of kavod Shabbos. Now, my time up, why weren't they allowed to go and cut the hair all week long until Thursday, or wash their clothing, do the laundry until Thursday? So I'm a rabbi bar bar chana, I'm a rabbi yochanan, rabbi bar chana, says the rabbi yochanan, in order today, shalo yikonsu lemishmartum kishahein menuvolim. We don't want them saying, hey, I'm off next week because I'm working in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going leaving my job, work in the Beis HaMikdash, I'll have plenty of time, I'll take my haircut then, I'll go and do the laundry then. No, we want them to come in nice and fresh and appropriately clothed and clean shaven, with a nice haircut, so they shouldn't enter Minuval, they shouldn't do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash while they were in a Minuval Dick estate, in a lousy appearance sort of estate with dirty clothing and disheveled. Tana Rabbanan, we quote the following Braisa, Melech Mistabri B'choyom. A Yiddish king has to go and take a haircut every single day. We'll explain why from Sukkim in a moment. Kohen Gadol has to go and take a haircut in the Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, once a week. On Erev Shabbos, she should look nice for Shabbos, and for the new watch that's coming in, as we'll see, so they should see the Kohen Gadol on Motzei Shabbos, he should be as nice looking as possible. A Kohen Hedger, a regular Kohen, only Achas L'Shoshim Yom. Can't let his hair grow more than than 30 days. He has to take haircut at least once every 30 days. Now, what's the source for all of this? The Gemara says, Melech Mistab B'choyom my time. Oh, where do we see that the king has to take haircut every single day? So I'm a Rebbe Abba Bar Zabda. Rebbe Abba Bar Zabda said, on a cross, based upon the following pasuk. Now, all these psukim are from Nach. The first one is from Yeshayah. We're going to have other psukim from Yecheskel, which we'll question later on. How can we learn out these dinim from Kabbalah, from Navi, and not have a source in the psukim? After all, You can't learn that any dinim for all time from Navi. So we'll explain that answer in a few moments. In any event, the Gemara says, we learn this from the Pasuk in Yishai, where it says, Melech biyofyo, the king in his beauty, techazen einech, you should see him in his beauty. In other words, everybody sees the king. Different people see him every day. So everybody should see the king in the most beautiful state. So therefore, he has to take a haircut shave every day. Kohen Gadol, Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. Where do we see the source for Kohen Gadol to go take a haircut once a week on Erev Shabbos? My time, what's the reasoning for that? So Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Holo Mishmeres Mischadshos, since the new Mishmar starts on Shabbos, so therefore you want the new Mishmar to see the Kohen Gadol in his glory, in his best, so therefore he takes a haircut Erev Shabbos, and the new Mishmar sees him, he's in his best state. Where do we see a Kohen Hedjo, a regular Kohen, takes a haircut, Achlis Loshmi Yom, Lala and his hair grow more than 30 days, has to take a haircut once every 30 days. And Allah wants a source for this. So again, this pasuk in Yecheskel. And we learn it out with a drasha, a gzeirah shava. Again, this is unusual. We don't have gzeirah shavas in Rabbi. But again, all of this is an asmachta, as we'll see. It's not the real source. Well, the real source is halacha Moshe Mesinai. And these are all asmachta. These are all allusions in the psukim. So in any event, this quote, gzeirah shava, asya pera, pera minazah. We learn it out, this pasuk in Yecheskel. We learn it out to a pasuk in Chumash. Now, what is the pasuk in Yecheskel? It says Asya. It says Pera Pera Minazir. So it says in Yecheskel, Ksiv Hacha V'Rosham Lo Yigalechu U'Pera Lo Yishalechu. It says in Yecheskel that you're not allowed to go and shave your heads, and at the same time, you're not allowed to go and let your hair grow long. U'Pera Lo Yishalechu. Don't let your hair grow long. And it says in regards to a Nazir in Chumash, Ksiv Hasham Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera Sa'ar Rosho. The hair of a Nazir is going to be kadosh, is going to be holy, and you have to let the hair of a Nazir grow. He's not allowed to take a haircut. Now, Stam Naziris, as we'll see, it's 30 days. So, Ma'al Halon Shloshim, in regards to, by the Nazir, it says, Gadel Peres Irosho, you have to let your hair grow 30 days. That's the minimum amount that you can be a Nazir. You can't be a Nazir for a day. You can't be a Nazir for 2 days. As we're darshing out, and that's machta for this, halach l'moshe misenei as well, that we'll darish now, that it has to be 30-day growth. So ma'ala halach shloshu by a nazir, we see that the hair growth is 30 days, that's considered gadol pera. So therefore, ma'ala halach shloshim, avkan shloshim, so too. In regards to the Kohen, we do this gzeir rishava, and say that it means, by the Kohen, pera lo yishalechu, can't be more than 30 days. Where it says, and by Nazir, the Nazir gufim in olin, where we know the din by Nazir 30 days. So Amar Rav Masa tells us in Asmachta, Rav Shechter Shlita always said, there is no din of gematria as darshning halachos. It's only parperis l'chochma. It's only like a four spice. It's only an appetizer. And it's not a real din that you can learn anything out from a gematria, even though it seems to say over here that it's a gematria. Rav Shechter Shlita always said that this is just an Asmachta. And it says, by Nazir, it says, Stan Nazir is the Shoshim Yom Minolan, where Nazir tells us where we know this, and we bring down this Asmachta, Amakra, Begimatria, the word Yihyeh is Tlos and Habe. So, Yihyeh, this Pasuk here, Begimatria, the word Yud K, Yud K, there's two Yuds is 20, two Hays is 10, and altogether is 30, Tlos and Habe. It adds up to 30, and therefore, that's how we have an allusion to this din of 30 days of hair growth. But wait a second, the pasuk seems to say, "Upera lo yishalechu." Maybe you wouldn't be allowed to grow it at all. Why do you say you would compare it to Nazir and it should be a 30-day growth that's not allowed? Maybe even a little bit. Maybe it's like the king, you're not allowed to let it grow. You have to care for it every day. So Abaye says to Rav Papa, no, that's incorrect. Amalei, ihava kosav, if the pasuk in Yecheskel said lo yishalchu pera. Yeah, you're right. If it said, you're not allowed to grow your hair, kid the karmas, then it'll be. You're not even allowed to grow it more than one day. You have to take a haircut every day. However, that's not what the pasuk says. Hashda, since now, the pasuk in Cheskel says, upera lo yishalechu, that implies pera lehevi. It has to reach the stage of pera, and then no more than that, lo yishalechu. Shluchihu de lo lishalchu, to let it grow more than the din of pera, the din of 30 days, that you're not allowed to do, and therefore, you're not allowed to have it grow for more than 30 days. Every 30 days, the Kohen Hedjot has to take a haircut. And we're now questions, Ihachi, if this drasha is right, so Meher B'Yameinu, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, so Afilu Idna Nami, how come we allow the Kohanim to grow their hair more than 30 days? Maybe the Beis HaMikdash from Meher B'Yameinu is going to be rebuilt, and they're going to suddenly be working, and their hair is going to be long. And the Gemara says, Dumya, the Shusur Yayin, just like we said before, that they're not allowed to drink wine, according to the Chachamim, they're not allowed to drink wine at all. Nowadays, no Kohen can drink wine, because Meher B'Yameinu, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and they're suddenly going to have to do the Avodah. Shmuel says, no, this is Dumi Yedishasuya Yayin in the following way. Ma'ashisuyayin, just like a shisuyayin in those days, it's only bisman viyahud yosur. It's only when he's going into the base of Middash to do the avoda, then it's also for him to be shisuyayin. Shlo bisman viyah, but he's not working that day, so if he wants to go and take a drink of wine, shari. And Tosus points out, even the ones doing the avoda are allowed to drink during the meals. Tosus holds that wine during the suda, bisudasu mutu, the yayin shibisach suda, lo bishaker. It's not going to make you at all drunk if you're drinking as part of the meal. So the absorption is slow, you're not going to get drunk. In any event, just like a shuriyayin is only when he goes to do the avoda, so to afachanami in regards to having long hair, it's only if you're going to do the avoda. So nowadays, the base of Midrash Nebuch doesn't exist, so the kohen's allowed to grow his hair. So Gemara says, wait a second, that's only Rebbe's opinion that nowadays the kohanim can drink wine. Vatanya, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, kohanim asurim lishtos yayin liolam, va'omer abaye, keman shosu yodinah kohane chamra. According to only the opinion of Rebbe, are the Kohanim allowed to drink wine today? Because he says, so the fact that the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt, so the Kohanim, therefore, we don't make them not drink wine. Maybe they remain and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt today. So since it hasn't been rebuilt in a long time, so we're Mekel. So only Rebbe's opinion is that. And Rebbe's the one that said, the Kiman Shasu Ibn Kohani Chamu, according to whose opinion do the Kohanim get to drink wine nowadays? And we turn to Yitzayin of the days. It's only Rebbe. It's only according to the opinion of Rebbe. Implying, Miklal, the Tanakhama, the Rabbanon, Asrei, they don't let you drink wine. So just like the Tanakhama, the Chacham, don't let you drink wine, nowadays they shouldn't let you go and take a haircut less than once every 30 days. Nowadays as well, a Kohen Hedjot should not be allowed to go more than 30 days without taking a haircut. So how come one yes, one no? Why do the Chacham insist that the Kohanim can't drink today, but they allow the Kohanim to go more than 30 days? So Gemara says, my time, how come? No, it's a very good reason. Because Mehera, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the whole idea of not drinking wine is that Mehera remained, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, and then, Ubayinan Kohen, Haroi, Lavod, Leleka, you're going to need the coin to work right away, and it takes a while, if they were Shesuya Yayin, for the effects of the wine to wear up. We need to bring the carbon tumid right now. There's another 10 minutes left to bring the carbon tumid. The Kohanim have to go bring it right away. You can't wait. But a haircut? You quickly take a haircut immediately. You just cut your hair, take a shaver, and you trim your hair. You cut your hair. Boom! You're ready to go. You don't have to wait an hour until the effects of the wine wear off. More questions. It says, wait a second. No, it's not going to take an hour to wear off. All you have to do is take a little Dremel, quickly lie down, close your eyes for a few seconds, and that will get rid of the effects of the wine. Gane, go to sleep, porto a little bit, vile, and then you'll get up and you'll be refreshed and you won't be drunk anymore. And where do we see that this is true? Kidurami Baraba. What did Rami Baraba say? Dom Rami Baraba, derech meal. If a person has drunk a revis of wine, so he has to just walk a meal, a kilometer, vishena, and lie down quickly, koshu, any amount, a small amount, and mafigin, it's again, and that will negate the effects of the wine. So the hair of your vena basically is rebuilt, even if the Kohen drunk some wine. So just quickly walk a kilometer, take you a few minutes to walk the kilometer, a mil, and quickly lie down, and you're ready to go. 10, 15 minutes later, boom, you're ready to go. Someone says, no. When Rami Bar Abba said his statement, that was only if you drank exactly a revius. Lav mi'itmar Allah, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravua. Didn't we say about this, that Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Baravua, that when Rami Bar Abba made his statement, Loshanu Elo Kishashasa Shir Revius. That was only if you drank exactly Revius, that then walking a meal and taking a quick Dremel, a little nap, will have the effects of the wine be negated. But if you drink more than Revius, Avo Shosa Yosem Revius, Koshikain, Shaderach Matridoso, Vishino Mishakarto. But if you drank more than a revius of wine, who drinks just the revius of wine? So Mustami, you had two glasses of wine, you drink two reviuses, you drink more than that, so then walking is only going to make you even more drunk. It's going to only make you more not yourself. And taking a short nap is only going to make you more not yourself. It's not going to negate the wine. It's going to actually accentuate the wine. And therefore, that's not a suggestion for Shesuya Yayin. And therefore, the Chacham Hol Shesuya Yayin can't drink because the hair you made basically rebuilt. But a haircut, anybody can take a haircut at any time. Therefore, that's not a reason to let the Kohanim, to require the Kohanim to go and take a haircut every 30 days. That's teretz number one. Rav Asher Amar, teretz number two, Shesuya Yayin, the Mechali Avoda, Gazbu Rabbanon, Hiruei Rosh, the Lo Mechali Avoda, Lo Gazbu Rabbanon. It all depends on what the seriousness of the issue is. If a Shesuya Yayin, which is not a do the Avoda, does the Avoda is no good retroactively. However, if a Kohen didn't cut his hair within a 30-day period of time, and he has a chup, he has long hair, so then he shouldn't have done so. It's us for him to do so, as we'll see in a moment. It's a chi of misa. Nevertheless, the avoda is still acceptable retroactively, and therefore lo gazu rabbanan in the case of perue rosh, because bottom line is the avoda is still good. Okay, this guy shouldn't have done this, but the avoda is still good, as opposed to shosu yayin, where the avoda is no good. So Rav Ashi said, therefore, the chacham's opinion is don't drink the wine, because then if you basically this is rebuilt in here, and you do the avoda won't be good. Whereas if they didn't take a haircut, the avoda still would be good. More questions is, really? If a person didn't take a haircut, the avoda is still acceptable? Meisvei. More questions, this teretz of Rav Ashi. It says, the elu hein shebemisa, if the Kohanim, Nebuch, are doing any of these things, so they're going to be chayiv misa. This is one of the reasons why Esau was quick to sell the Bechorah to Yaakov. He says, by being the Bechorah, are you being the one who is the Kohen? Originally, the Bechorah were the Kohanim. So he says, there's so many things that could kill me. All of these things are going to kill me. You can have the Bechorah. That's why Esau sold it to Yaakov. So the following things are going to Nebuch, cause a Kohen to die. Misa de Shemayim, if he does the Avoda in any one of these situations where it's also to do so. For example, Shesuya Yayin, if the person has drunk more than a vias of wine, Ufure Rosh, if a person has long hair, he hasn't taken a haircut in the appropriate amount of time, once every 30 days, then Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. Now, more stress. Bishlam Shesuya Yayin, Behejik Sibu. I understand why if a person has drunk a rias of wine, that he's going to be Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim, because the Pasuk Beferish in the Chumash tells us that this is true. In Parsha Shemini, Yayin V'Shecher Al Teish, it says Beferish. After Nadav and Abihu died, so Aaron was silent, and he was given this chus. So this pasuk was given. This din was specifically given to Aaron. It says only Hashem spoke to Aaron and not to Moshe. So this din was specifically given to the Torah. Yayin v'sheichar, these intoxicating beverages of wine and older wine, I'll taste. You're not allowed to go and drink them. If you have a revius of this, you're going to die. When you go into the Beis HaMikdash, shlo yamusu. If you are in this situation, you will die. So therefore, don't drink this, so you won't die. So that's a beferish pasuk for Yayin v'Shecha. So we understand why Shesuya Yayin is Chayav Miso B'dei Shemayim. However, Ela Purei Rosh Minolah, there is no such pasuk telling us that if you didn't take a haircut, that you're going to be Chayav Miso. So how do we know that? Oh, so we have the pasuk in Yecheskel that tells us that they're not allowed to grow the hair. Upera lo yishalechu. And it says right after that, Uksub Basrei, V'Yayin Lo Yishtu Kol Kohen Bevoam Elechotzer Apnimus. And it reiterates the prohibition that's in Parsha Shmini. It reiterates that in Yecheskel and says they're not allowed to drink. Now, by the juxtaposition of the two dinim in Yecheskel, it says you're not allowed to have long hair and you're not allowed to drink wine. So therefore, this hekish, this juxtaposition, these two psukim, these kosh perue rosh l'shesuyayim, by combining these two in Yecheskel, telling us you're not allowed to drink wine and you're not allowed to have long hair. So ma shesuyayim b'misa, apri rosh b'misa. So we learn out over here a hekish to teach us that the same dinim apply to both, just like a shusuyayin is going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, so too a kohen who is a prue rosh, he has long hair, is also going to be chayiv misa if he does the avoda. So that's hekish number one. That's the first dinim we compared them. And umina, and now we go further and we say, ima shusuyayin demachali avoda. Wait a second. If you're comparing the two, so they're comparing the whole way. So if a shusuyayin who does the avoda, so the kohen is chayiv misa, and the avoda is no good. Tosfos points out Dvar Torah. The Torah teaches us that this is not a good avoda. Retroactively, that avoda is not good. So too, then we should make the hekesh continue the whole way through. A prue rosh, the mechalei avoda. So then the prue rosh are also going to be mechalei avoda. Now the Gemara elsewhere concludes and says, this is we see over here on the Besaros Hashas, another mefarshim, they bring down the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when they have the same discussion, says, Kasha, you're right, this Taka Kasha. But normally when we say Kasha, there is a teretz. And here the Gemara gives a teretz, and the Vilna Gaon says, this is the correct reading, this teretz is correct. So Gemara says, lo, that's incorrect. We don't compare the Shesuya Yayin and the Purei Rosh in regards to Mechalei Avoda. Why not? Because Ki Iskish L'Misa Hu Diiskish. It's only in regard to Misa B'dei Shemayim that we say that just like the Kohen is Chayiv, for being Shesuya Yayin, Misa B'dei Shemayim, so too, in regards to Puri Rosh, he's, because of this juxtaposition of the Psukim, is he going to be Chayiv for having long hair? However, we don't say the same thing in regards to making the Avoda no good retroactively. Avol Yachuli Avoda Lo Iskush, but they weren't compared for that. Tosfos brings down because they're Psukim to suggest that it only applies to Shesuya Yayin and not to Perue Rosh. So therefore, that is our answer from this Hekish in Yecheskel. Where it says, wait a second, How can we learn something from Yechezkel? Amalei Ravina or Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi. I said the Girsa. It was Ravashi said to Ravina. Oh, Mikami Diosi Yechezkel. My number. Wait a second. Yechezkel is Navi. Until Yechezkel came along, they were based on English, been up for around and a long time. How did they know these dinim before Yechezkel? How do we have to learn how to din from Navi? So Gemara says, whichever one had asked the question, the other one responded to him. Either Ravina said to Ravashi or Ravashi said to Ravina, depending on the gear. So, Amalei said, and according to you, well, Tanech, any other such din where we only seem to have an allusion to it from Navi, when was that din made? Ulu Tanech, what about the following din? This following halacha about an oral not being allowed to do the avoda, it doesn't specifically mention that in Torah's Moshe, in the Chumash. Ella, where do we see it from? From the Navi, it does tell it to us. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. A lot of the psukim towards the end of Yecheskel talk about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashlishi, Meher Yemenu, and it talks about the dinim. And there were one of the reasons why they wanted to be Gonez Yecheskel is because there seems to be some dinim that I mentioned there that seemed to go against the basic din of the Chumash. And they went up to the attic of Hanani Mechizkiah, and they went and they finally resolved all these kashas, and therefore Yecheskel was not Nignas. In any event, it says, called Ben Nechar in Yecheskel, it says, anybody who is a non-Jewish person, called Ben Nechar, Orel Lev, Orel Basar, he is a person who is not circumcised, so then, Lo Yavo, El Mikdashi, he's not allowed to go inside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the word L'shoseni is not in the pasuk, and that's why it's in parentheses, it should be deleted. Now, before Yecheskel came along and told us his din about an Orel, a person who doesn't have a bris milah, that he's not allowed to do the avoda. Man omra, where does it say that he's not allowed to do the avoda? So Elo, what is it? Gemara, Gemara le. It's halacha Moshe Sinai. It's a tradition that we have. It's a masara that we have. It's a Gemara that we have, and we have an asmachta of also Yecheskel v'asmacha akra. And this pasuk in Yecheskel is an asmachta. It's an allusion to this din. It's halacha Moshe Sinai. It's a Gemara, Gemara le. So too over here, Hochanami, in regards to this other din of the Purei Rosh, Gemara Gemirla, Yosef Yecheskel, V'asmacha Kroy, and therefore Yecheskel came along and gave us the pasuk. Some are not Goris the next words, some are Goris the next words. And when we had this Halach L'Moshe Misinai, Ki Gemiri, Halach L'Misa, the comparison between the person, the Kohen, who didn't cut his hair, and the Shesui Yayin, the comparison was only in regards to Misa B'Dishamayim, but Liachu Le'avoda, but to make the Avoda no good retroactively, Lo Gemir, that we never had such a Kabbalah, and therefore, in regards to a Kohen who has done the Avoda with hair growth of more than 30 days, Nebuch, he's going to be Chayiv Misa B'Dishamayim, but the Avoda retroactively is not Mechale. Then we said, "Kol hakotzav migilas tainis, the lowly mispaid, lefanav also liacharov mutar." Then we quote the Mishnah, where it said that those dates that were listed in the Megillas Tainis, so it says that you're not allowed to fast on them and you're not allowed to have a hesped on them as well. So the day beforehand is also, the Tanakhama said. The day afterwards is mutar, though, to have a hesped. Now, let's dissect this a little bit more with the following brisa. Tana Rabbanon, the brisa tells us about Megillas Tainis. Elin Yomaya, the lowly son of Behen, those days where it says in Megillas Tainis that you're not allowed to fast on them. Umikzoson, and some of them, it adds, not only not allowed to fast on them, the lowly misbid behind. You're also not allowed to do a eulogy on those days. So, for example, here is one such example. Meresh Yarcho de Nisan, Vyatamnayabe. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, going up to and including the eighth day, Itokum Tmida. There was always a fight, a battle between the Prushim, that's us, and the Tztukim, those are those that didn't believe in the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And they frequently darshan psukim incorrectly. So Rashi brings down that the tztukim would say that an individual is allowed to go bring tztukim hayu omrim yochid misnadev umevi tamid. That an individual is allowed to go make the morning carbon tamid and the afternoon carbon tamid. And they base it upon their incorrect understanding of the pasuk, which says hakeres echot tasev boker, implying an individual. There's hakeres hasheni tasev nabayim, implying an individual. But the chacham said, no, you're forgetting the following drasha. It says there's korbani lachmi lishai Tishmiru lahakriv, and that's a lashon of Rabin, and therefore they were able to finally convince the tztukim that they were wrong, that the tztukim's darshaning that the carbon tomic could be brought by an individual was wrong, and they set up a yontif, and they were so happy they were able to defeat the tztukim. It's one thing to constantly be battling them and they would win out, but here now they got the tztukim to admit that they were wrong, so therefore there's not a battle every day as to what to do. So therefore, itokum tmida, when it was established that the korban tumah has to come from the community, so they set up as a minor holiday, the lo lemisbid, not only can't fast, but you're not allowed to have eulogy on days 1 through 8 of Nisan. Similarly, for the rest of Nisan, the tamnaya bay, from the 8th day onwards, from the 9th day and on, Atzov Muada until the end of Pesach. Itosiv Chagah Dishvuos the Lola Mitzvahon. They're finally able to convince the Tzdukim that they were wrong in saying that you have to always have Shvuos come out on a Sunday. Very interesting Gemara there, which Rashi quotes. And a machlokas between Yochanan and Zakkai and one of the Tzdukim. Only one of them was able to even come up with some argument. And he said, you know why the Torah says Mimorchas HaShabbos, Shavuos always has to come out on Sunday? It means Mimorchas HaShabbos, they incorrectly darshan that Shabbos as being Shabbos itself and not Yontif. Mimorchas HaShabbos, they always said has to be Shavuos because Moshe Rabbeinu was a nice guy and he wanted us to have a three-day weekend. He said Shavuos is only one day, so always connect it to Shabbos, always have it be on a Sunday, so this way the people will be off on Shabbos and Sunday. This is the start of always making the holidays on a Monday, so you have a three-day weekend. So this is the idea. This Zokain said to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's such a nice guy, Oy Bisrol Hoya. And he knows that the Shavuos is only one day, so he always made it on a Sunday. That's what the Torah tells us. Now this is obviously ridiculous. So finally they were able to convince the Tzdukim that this is wrong. So they made it into a Yontif from the eighth day until the last day of Pesach, where they were arguing. They're finally able to convince the Tzdukim. So they made these days into a Yontif that you're not allowed to go fast and you're not allowed to make a hesped on these days as well. Now, that's what the Brisa said. Amar. We now go and look at this Brisa. Now it said, from Rosh Chodesh until the eighth day, because he took them to Mida, because they were able to establish that the Korban Tumah has to come from the Korban Tzibur funds, the lowly mitzvah, you're not allowed to go fast, and you're also not allowed to make a hesped. Now, why did you have to mention Rosh Chodesh? Why did you have to tell me that from Rosh Chodesh and onward, you're not allowed to go and fast? Because Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast anyway. So Lema, Mitrei B'Nisan. You should have just said, from the second day till the eighth day, they made it, you're not allowed to have fast, you're not allowed to have eulogies. The Rosh Chodesh, Gufei, Yom Tovu V'Yosu. Because on Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to go and fast or make eulogies anyway, because it's Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Rav, Rav says, no. Lo Nitzucho Ela Le'es, or Yom Shilfan. Oh, the whole Chiddush over here, Rav says, why did Megillas Tanis say from the first day of Nisan? Is because this din, that there are those holidays which it says you're not allowed to have eulogy on them, you're also not allowed to have eulogy on the day beforehand. And that's why it specifically had to tell us Rosh Chodesh Nisan in order to also have the last day of Adar that you're not allowed to have a hesped on that day as well. Oh, that's why it said from Rosh Chodesh until the eighth day and not from the second day until the eighth day, because for Rosh Chodesh, you're right, it wouldn't have made a difference, but you want to make sure the last day of Adar also can't have eulogies. You wouldn't have known that unless they said from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. Gemara says, "V'shalafon of Nami," but the day before Rosh Chodesh should have been Osir anyway, because Tebuklei the Havalei Yom Shalvei Rosh Chodesh. Wait a second, the day before Rosh Chodesh is the day before Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it should have been Osir based upon this Megillas Tainis anyway, because you're not allowed to make Hesmedim the day before as well. Gemara says, "No, this Megillas Tainis din that you're not allowed to make a Hesmed the day beforehand is only for Dinim Derabbanon. Rosh Chodesh Daraisa. Rosh Chodesh, however, is the Din Daraisa." The reason why the rabbi set up that you can't make a eulogy on the day before these minor holidays that the Megillas Tainis brings down is because people can say, it's only the Rabbanan, we don't have to be so strict. For a din d'oraisa like Rosh Chodesh, you don't need any chizuk. And therefore, u'doraisa lo boy chizuk, so the rabbis didn't have to set up additional safeguards around the din d'oraisa. The Tanyas, we learned in the following brisa. Hayomu me'ela, haksuv Megillas Tainis, those days that listen to Megillas Tainis, lifneim u'lachrei masur, they have to go and say you're not allowed to fast on the day before and the day afterwards. As opposed to Shabbos Yom Tovim, hey Nasurim, you're not allowed to have fast days on those days, or take haircuts on those days, but Lefnei Melachrei Mutarim, there was no additional restriction that the rabbis put into place by the Doraisas. Why not? Why by the Rabbanans they put in additional restrictions by the Doraisas they didn't? Because of this famous idea, Halalu Divrei Torah. Because the Din Doraisa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, people aren't going to play games with that. The Divrei Torah ain't Tzricha Chizuk. If it's Osir, it's Osir, it's Osir, end of the discussion. In many situations, the rabbis don't have to put chizuk there. We do have gedorim in order to prevent people from forgetting, and we do have a whole din of the rabbanon, but the Torah itself doesn't need chizuk by itself. However, halol divrei sofer, but these Megillas Tainis minor holidays, which people can say, it's just the rabbanon, it's not so strict. Therefore, the divrei sofer, these dinim derabbanim, tzrichim chizuk. We have to go and give a little we have to give them a little bit extra strength, and that's why the rabbis put in these additional restrictions of Lefneim Uliachreim. Amar Mar, we continue discussing the second part of this brisa that we just brought down. It said, on the eighth day, Mitmaya Bey, on the eighth day of Nisan, Atzov Muad, until the end of Pesach, there also was a machlokis as to when Shavuos is. Is it always on Sunday, as the Tzdukim held, or is it no? Minuachas HaShabbos means that Yontif, it comes the day after the Yontif, so it's the 50th day after the Yontif of Pesach. So, Itos of Chagah, the Shvuaya, they were able to set up and establish Shavuos without having a machlokes, the Lola Mispin. And therefore, they set up these days, from the 8th day of Nisan up until the end of Pesach, the days of not fasting. Where it says, Lomali Atzof Moed, why do they have to add on Pesach? Pesach already in Alad of Fast. Lema Adamoid, you should have said from the 8th day until Yadalit, up until including Yadalit, because on Pesach you're not allowed to fast anyway, you're not allowed to make a spade anyway. Moed Gufei Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Pesach is also anyway in fasting and tainus. What do they have to add this on? So again, Amar Papa says the same reason in Kedama Rav. Like Rav just said a moment ago, why they had to set up Rosh Chodesh, so the day beforehand would apply as well. So to over here, Lo Nitzucha, they added this on over here to say that it would be until the end of Pesach, and we turn to Yud Chesed Aleph. Elo le'eser yom shilafonif, to teach us that the day before and before was aser on the last day of Adar, so to over here, hachanami lo nitzucho elo le'eser yom shilachrov. They did this over here to teach us that the day after Pesach is also isuchag, which would be normally technically permitted to have hespedim and tanesim, so therefore they said that no, we want this day to be also prohibited me the Rabbanon, and that's why they said from the 8th day of Nisan up until the last day of Pesach, even though it wasn't necessary for Pesach itself. They wanted to teach us the day after Pesach as well. We're going to question this teretz of Rav Papa tomorrow, but this is a good break point, so with this we'll conclude today's shiur.